For Christmas gifts they'll love, come home to Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day.
Now check this out.
Triple M's
Big Breakfast. The Big Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
Oh my God, Maradona dead. What a surprise.
Oh, was he not well?
No, he was a fat, bloated cocaine freak. And let's face, is that all right for all our Argentinian listeners? I'm very sorry.
But does he need a yellow card, Dave?
No way in the world. It's accurate. That's
true. Is it fair? Yeah. I don't know who Maradona is.
I lived in Italy. He was so famous in Italy. I played footy there, he was playing for Napoli. Playing for Napoli. And even there, he was the most famous person. I've been to Argentina about 3 times.
He won the World Cup for Argentina, is that correct?
Handball.
I don't know of his doings. I just know of his name.
The hand of God. Oh, right.
The hand of God. It's one of the greatest things you'll ever see.
But did you see that? 3 days of mourning in Argentina. Who would have to die here for 3 days of mourning? Rolf Harris?
I would like that to happen for me, actually. Could you please declare a Triple M 3-day mourning period when I die?
Oh, minimum. Minimum.
I want the full grievance.
What do we leave out for you, like cricket bat style, cocaine for Maradona? What would
black
we leave
roses, out? Black veils, espresso martinis.
Margo wants like a Kim Jong-un funeral, the first one to stop clapping gets shot.
Yes.
You're not crying enough. Get in front of the rocket launcher.
Would we mummify you? Would you lie in
I want
state
to be embalmed.
In the King George Square? We'll have you in air conditioned.
I want a tomb and I want to be embalmed.
With espresso martinis.
Yes. On offer, 24/7. Lifelong espresso martinis.
I don't know if anyone who was there would be up yet, but lefties last night, tradie for a lady.
Wasn't bad.
Bringing people together, the singles
so
of Brisbane.
I'm so tired this morning. There's going to be a few tired eyes and dusty heads this morning. What a ripper of a night.
Everyone was an awesome night.
Everyone was shy
to start with, weren't they? And then they just got into it.
A couple of drinks, takes the edge off. It was a great night. We're going to be chatting to some of our tradies and some of our ladies. I think there was some love made last night. I think there's some future potential matches made.
Now, do you meet as in physical, love made, and sell products needed?
I'm not sure what that means, but I know that there was a lot of love.
Would they have needed condoms, or is it just relationships?
No, I think all of our ladies and tradies are very respectful of each other. I think there was going to be some first and second dates potentially happening in the future.
Excellent. That's relationships.
We'll recap tradie for a lady throughout the morning. Also, another $800 Christmas hamper up for grabs for our caller of the day. So get in touch with the show anytime.
How many have we got left of those, Dave?
Well, today and tomorrow, just two.
Okay, two more left.
Yep.
Caller of the day, someone with the best story this today. He's going to win it.
Do you reckon Cameron Munster's home yet?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Definitely not.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M Big Breakfast. Waiting on your Thursday morning, Marto Margo and Nick Cody. If you've ever bought something off a mate and it ended in a bust-up, we want to hear from you after 6:30.
God, tradie for a lady. If anyone's just joining us and don't understand, last night, first time in 8 years that we'd had it, we had the tradies came along, the ladies, and what a night, Margo. Yeah. Everyone was motivated. Everyone was there for the right reason.
We headed down to Lefty's Music Hall just here in Caxton Street. And what an incredible venue. Like, so fun. It was intimate. There was a balcony. There was a stage. There was all sorts of stuff happening there. And our tradies and our ladies lapped up being just out. Even though they were there looking for someone, a significant other. They just hadn't been out for months.
A few blokes said apart from work boots, they hadn't had enclosed footwear on for 7 months.
they had
long pants.
Nice button-up shirts. They'd sprayed some cologne. They did their hair. They rubbed all the oil and the grease and the wood chips out of their hands.
The blokes look better than the photos that they'd sent to us. Take a photo, Steve, of me on the digger. They turn up last night. They look magnificent.
And I think a lot of them really listened to Linda from Ideal Introduction. She gave us some great tips leading up to the night on what to do, what not to do. No jewellery, you know, wear a nice shirt, that sort of stuff.
And I think they really made an effort
and did a great job.
Didn't they? And then we had roses for them to put their names on and hand it to the... Actually, the whole thing, well, I didn't hang around to the end. When the love was really flowing, we just did the formal stuff. You stayed a bit longer than me.
I just saw the photo. One of our lovely tradies, Steve, found himself a bride, I think. They were pretty attached at the hip. He had his arm around her shoulder and she had his hand around her waist. And by the end of the night, their lips were locked.
And she was a wing woman. Of course, if anyone doesn't know, we had the entrance and then everyone had a pal they could come with and she got stuck.
The wing woman got stuck in.
I tell you, get stuck in. Listen to this one. You met Michael, I think, Margo. I don't think you did, Nick, but Michael was there. He was supposed to be there 8 or 9 years ago.
My mate, she came 9 years ago.
Girlfriend.
No, a friend
who's
a
girl.
Yeah. And she met the guy here and now they've got 3 kids together.
Oh, my God. That's great.
And still together. He was a concreter. Ta-da. And that's what Michael said tonight. I made it. So I don't know how he ended up going at the end. But I ran a, Nick, just in honour of you, you didn't see what I was up to, but I was running Tell Us Your Best Joke. I thought this would be tremendous radio entertainment for tomorrow. Yeah. Tradies.
But lighten up the mood.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they have trouble differentiating between a work site, job site, and what's allowable on breakfast radio. Here's the results of the joke competition for last night. This is Sean.
How does a woman know when her husband's got a good sperm count?
Can't play the rest of that. Nick.
Look, I'll take you for a ride in my ute, but...
Nope. Okay, by Nick. And Linton was going to be the winner.
What did the Easter egg say to the hot water?
None of them were suitable for radio.
Not one. Sorry.
Tradie for a lady.
It was a top night, though.
It was. That Lefty's Music Hall was so good. Brisbane's bar of choice with its notorious rockabilly attitude. And all thanks to Total Tools. Black Friday event now on. Total Tools won't be beaten this Black Friday. The Big Breakfast.
Triple M. Guys, I'm in the process of potentially looking at buying something from a friend, right? And it's always, you know, it's always tough when it's, you know, friend, you mix business with pleasure because you don't want to offend them by offering a price that's too low. I don't want to expect mates rates, but I would like to hope that they're going to give me mates rates.
You know the saying, I hope it's not a car.
It is a car.
Oh, Jesus. Don't you know the saying, never, ever buy a car off a friend?
Why? This is the thing, but, like, it's a good deal and we want to upgrade the Land Cruiser because ours is an older model and we just want to get, it's still secondhand, but it's more current than the one we've got.
And it's probably trashed a bit, your Land Cruiser too. Those roads at Cornubia are hectic.
There's some gravel driveways, Nick. They've got to negotiate.
It's not mine I'm negotiating on. I'm buying one off them potentially. Yeah. And he's
how do you
like,
know what they've done? What's their attitude like generally? Are they, are they wreckers?
No, they're good people and they're good friends of ours. Mm. And, you know, like I just don't want it to turn sour where they, you know, want a certain amount of money for the car and we want to pay a certain amount of money. And because Corey said, oh, you know, what do you want for it? And he said, well, what do you want to pay for it?
Oh, no.
And so I don't want them on the other side thinking that we're stingy and we've lowballed them, but at the same time, we're kind of maybe expecting mates rates a little bit as well. So.
And asking Corey Parker, what do you want to pay for it? You have set yourself up for a low figure.
Not good.
Here's a signed Broncos jersey. Hand the keys over.
I'll give you a pair of boots in the 2006 grand final. How'd that be for a sweetener? Hey, listen, but what happens if it breaks down? That's where I was going, not your problem. I'm going, what happens if it breaks down? Does that affect your friendship? Like, I'm talking $5,000 used cars that you've bought for your 17-year-old.
Yeah, and I don't want to have to say, oh, you sold us a lemon, mate, you know, or the friendship be, you know, broken or, you know, fractured because of, you know, potentially either on their end or our end. I mean, they might not want to be friends with us because we cut them off at the knees and we might not want to be friends with them because they sold us a dud. I don't know. Like, do you mix business with pleasure?
Would you rather take that risk or be a friend with a used car dealer? That's
I don't know. It's what I come to you for.
Anyway, if someone wants to buy the Parker's old Land Cruiser, it sounds like one's soon going to be
one's
available.
One's coming up for sale. Hit me up.
I've seen Margo drive the thing. Do not buy
it. Shut up, Margo. 0484 101045.
It's never gone under 140 k's an hour.
Nathan from Thornlands, good morning.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Did you buy something from a mate that didn't go so well?
I'm a roofer. I was a roofer by trade about 10 years ago, and I gave it up to drive trucks because I'm just overbeat on the roof. Anyway, I fixed up a mate's roof for him. It was about $5,000 or $6,000 worth, and he had no money. And he's like, oh, let me get back to you in a couple of days. Anyway, he come back to me with a car, and I was in need of a car. And it was a nice, like a wagon, Commodore, lowered mags. You know, it was worth the mint, you know.
Well, he's sick.
Anyway, sorry?
I said fully sick.
Yeah, it was fully sick. Anyway, I'm driving it down the road, probably not even a week later, and I get pulled over by the police and end up being stolen.
Oh, no.
That's not a mate. That's a rogue.
That's a thief and a criminal.
That's what happens. Oh, Ray, you've got a car story as well.
Yes, I do, mate. Years ago, this is going back about 10, 15 years ago, I had a mate that I used to work with. Same sort of situation. He had no money and needed a car to get to work. So I sold him the old Ute Jeep. And a couple of months went by with no payment. I was driving up near Tweed, near a little place called Coolangatta on the coast.
Yeah.
And I drive past my car for sale on the side of the road.
Had he given you any money at this stage, Ray?
He hadn't given me any money at this stage.
In all fairness, Ray, you did say at the beginning of your story that you had a mate who had no money and you sold him a ute.
Yeah.
I sold him a ute on good faith. But,
Ray, can I just, I'm not a lawyer, but was there a payment plan in place that was signed off by anyone?
There was. He was supposed to give, he took a couple hundred bucks a week. Unfortunately for him, I had a spare key, so I went and picked it up. On the
He's probably called the cops as a stolen vehicle.
Oh, Tommy from Ascot, 133353. When did a deal with a mate go south?
Yeah, guys, so a few years back, a mate of mine bought, he got stuck with a car online through like one of those craze online auctions, and he made the bid, and then no one else bid, so he got stuck with it. He never thought that he'd end up buying it. Anyway,
Hold on. Why did he make that first bid then?
I've got no idea, Marto.
You idiot.
Diesel mechanic by trade.
Yeah.
Bid on a petrol car, never owned a petrol car in his life.
Righto.
Apparently, his excuse was he wanted to see what it went for, and you could only see the end of the result if you'd made a bid.
I've done that before on eBay.
Oh, good Lord.
He actually had to spend his food and wine budget from his wedding on it.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Stop. What do you mean his food and wine budget?
That's what I mean. Like, so they put money away for the food and wine for their wedding.
And he bought a second-hand BMW with that money.
Correct. So
his fiance would have been filthy.
Yeah, she wasn't happy.
No.
So me being the good bloke I was in the market for a car, I decided to pull him out of the snot and get him out of the strife with the missus and bought the car.
Oh, you bought it.
So you paid for all the food and wine at the wedding, conceivably.
Yeah, correct. And then ended up not being able to go due to COVID.
No. And what happened with the car?
How's the car running? Yeah.
I drove it for about 18 months and then blew a head gasket.
$4,500.
Yeah.
These are all disaster stories.
Don't do it, Margot.
Yeah, I'm not feeling very inspired. Thanks, guys. No.
Tommy, thanks for that, mate.
Tommy, we'll give you a $100 voucher for Maniac's Axe Throwing. Experience the action at Maniac's Axe Throwing. Book online
now.
Well,
that's not going to pay for the gasket,
and
Dave.
And bury the hatchet. Let off some steam.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
What about this bloke? A meteoric rise in Australian media and tipped to pick up the 2020 Logie for Best Australian TV Reviewer. He slices and dices every show. Oh. It's Rudy Vanderstone.
That's very lovely of you to say, Mardo, and good morning to you and everybody in Brisbane. Now, hello and welcome to Rudy's TV Review. What I want to do this week is go through all the absolute worst that Australian television has to offer.
Oh, this could take a while.
This time next year, featuring Carl Stefanovic, Carl poses questions like, this time next year, will my ex still be slagging me off in New Idea? And will I have any hair left on my Serbian bonds? Or the Sunday Project? It's horrific, but it does have Lisa Wilkinson doing her very best to pretend that Channel 10 actually care about journalism or that show. Then there's The Weekly. Everybody's favourite pretend John Oliver, Charlie Pickering. He's even pinched Oliver's signature drumming on the desk at the beginning of the show. I wish he'd also pinch Oliver's smarts, wit and funny. This show is like trying to taste a whippersnipper cable at full rev. Impossible to endure. Then there's Hard Quiz, where a red-headed bald man, the worst of both worlds, has the temerity to tease members of the public. You're working on the ABC and your show is produced by Charlie Pickering. I'm surprised you're not on Suicide Watch.
Oh, God.
Of course, Maff's made a return. It shouldn't be called Married at First Sight. It should be called Australian Society anywhere that's over 30 km from the CBD. Rove got the easel and charcoal out for a life drawing class on SBS. Yes, very racially diverse, having a little white bloke there. But that show didn't even get its pen licence. He's been on every network now.
Yeah. Hasn't that mate of yours, Lawrence Mooney, been sacked from most stations?
Yeah, well, he started with Ding Dong on Channel 7. Yeah. He did postcards on the Nine Network. Yep. He's been on the ABC. He's still yet to use some spurious foreign background to get on SBS. And I don't think even he is that low that he wants to go on Channel 10. And let me end this review by finishing with Guy Sebastian.
What's Guy done?
He was back at Channel 9 again this year for The Voice. Oh, dear.
How good is it?
He's a singing instructor on a TV show.
Oh,
loser. I hate it. Goodbye. What a year. Just another year at Australian television. Really, just pulled a switch on it and saved the money.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
After 4 months of driving around in the famous Hyundai Elantra, finally got dropped back off to you on Saturday, Margo. And before I dropped it off, though, because we'd spoken last week about dirty cars and people that leave stuff in cars, there were some coffee cups in there. Yeah. There was just general crumbs. You know kid crumbs, Margo?
Yes, I know kid crumbs very well.
You've got four kids. I've got one, and he made a mess. So I can only imagine what four is. But I thought, I've borrowed this car, this 2005 Hyundai Elantra, for 4 months. Before I drop it off to the Parkers, I'm going to get it clean. So I went out to Hoppies. Talk about Hoppies all the time.
Oh, we love,
went
out to Hoppies.
Hoppies at Norman Park, because what I like about it is you're not just stranded somewhere looking for stuff to do while your car's getting cleaned. Mm. Go in there, have a coffee, have a snack. It's a bloody good time,
delicious,
right? As I'm driving in front of me, I believe, was a Maserati, and behind me was a convertible BMW.
That doesn't surprise me. Those eastern suburbs, I told you about Carindale Shopping Centre, it seems to have rich people, like good-looking rich people live over that
affluent
side of town.
Affluent families.
Yeah.
Affluent young families. Yeah.
Well, I really stood out like a sore thumb, this Hyundai Elantra, and as I'm pulling in.
What are you trying to say, Nick?
One of the blokes there had his hands over his mouth. He was so excited. And I wound the window down. His name's David.
Hey.
And David said to me, "Mate, is this it?" And I said, "Yeah, it is a car wash. I've got a car for you." He goes, "No. Am I looking at the famous Corey and Margot Parker Hyundai Elantra?"
He did not.
David lost his mind. He couldn't believe it. He's like, "It does sound horrendous." I'm like, "I know. I don't know what's happened.
You had a Maserati and you had a BMW convertible, and he's excited about the Elantra."
This is why I'm telling the story, because no one in history has ever been excited to see a 2005 Hyundai Elantra. It finally happened. David and the boys
the
over at Hoppies.
Car, is that what you call it?
It does have nice lines, the 2005 model.
Which one?
Triple M, Big Breakfast.
Yeah, that's right. Our weeks and weeks of finding tradies and ladies to try and make some love in the River City. We had the help from Linda from Ideal Introductions.
Wasn't she magic with some of her advice?
She's
and last
wonderful.
Night, bringing them together, she came up. A guy came up and said, "That Linda's incredible." And I said, "Why?" She said she suggested this, and I can't remember his name, might have been Michael. I go and talk to this girl. They went and met. They dated 3 years ago.
The
magic was gone, but Linda from Ideal Introductions
knew that they should have been together. Had done great research, Marto. She had a printed out photo of all of the girls and then cross-matched the guys and had made suggestions, two or three, maybe even just one, suggestion for them on the night to maybe, you know,
strike
show
rate
some
seemed
interest.
All right. You she went, did. You talked to a few of them who were coupling up.
Yeah, I did. There was one gentleman that we had spoken to yesterday on the air, Curtis. He was one of our last registrations who got through to come on the night. And he seemed to have made a bit of a connection early on. So I thought I'd pull him aside and ask him about it.
Just a connection, and that was really it.
Now, you gave Beck a what?
A rose.
And why did you give Beck a rose?
I felt it was appropriate at the time.
Could this be a potential first date opportunity after tonight?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Mm, They seemed cosy. That was early on, so not many drinks had yet. So Curtis was still kind of, you know, pretty sober.
Those
by
roses
that point.
Were a good idea because you could put at a name tag, you put your name and phone number and all care, no responsibility.
Yeah. And when we spoke to Linda, she was giving us some final tips about what to do on the night. And do you remember when she said, you know, like, listen, just listen, don't talk about yourself, just listen to what the ladies have to say, you know, and take a little bit of that information out of what they say, remember it, and then ask them about it. Well, Jill and Mark looked pretty cozy and into each other, so I assumed that he must have done all the things that Linda asked, so yeah. I asked him what he remembered.
Tell me one thing you remember about having a conversation together.
She's very good looking.
No, something she said. How old is she?
42.
44, close. What's her name?
What are you...
Come on, Mark.
Jill.
Her name was Jill, Mark.
She was so nice, too.
Oh, Mark was a Jill. Poor Jill.
Jill didn't deserve
Jill got a deal.
Jill got a deal.
She deserved better.
But, Marta, you mentioned the roses, and thank you to Roses Only, because there would have been, I reckon, 100 roses there. They were beautiful, long-stem red roses, and we had little tags, and people could put their name and number, attach it to the rose, and give it to somebody that they were interested in so that they went home with their details at the end of the night. But I think by the end of the night, they were just being given out randomly.
I've given one rose away, so that's all right.
Who did you give your rose to?
I'm not too sure.
Jeez. Did he also say, I gave them away?
I'm not too sure.
The video of the night is already on our social media, Triple M Brisbane on Facebook and Instagram, Tradie for a Lady.
Complete success.
What a
absolutely
night.
Great
so
night.
So good.
And thank you again to Linda from Ideal Introductions, creating better matches for lasting relationships and lefties and total tools.
Yeah, and if you were there last night and you did experience a connection or found love, we want to hear from you. 133353 or 0484, text us on the burner phone. We'd love to hear any stories that came out of last night.
The Big Breakfast, Triple M.
New Zealand. Beach Diz.
We'll be semi-nuclear.
It's the Briwee Report.
I haven't done the Briwee Report.
It's been a while.
Well,
you love your Brisbane Kiwis.
Brisbane Kiwis. I believe there's up to 200,000 of them living in southeast Queensland.
My brother-in-law, he's a Brisbane Kiwi.
Everyone knows.
My mother-in-law,
it.
She's
everywhere.
A Brisbane Kiwi.
The reason, they've been very quiet since we beat them that Bledisloe Cup match of 2-3 weekends ago. They haven't been as cheeky, have they? But I'll tell you what, I want to give them some backup because Premier Palaszczuk on Tuesday came out and said, we're good to go, New South Wales, Queensland, borders closed next week. Then she came out yesterday and said, righto, we're good to go, Victoria, sweet as, they can come in. It's now, I expected maybe today she'd go, okay, Fouet Bro, it's time to open up to New Zealand. That is not going to happen,
the
apparently.
Trans-Tasman bubble.
It's not going to happen. New South Wales are doing it. Victoria's doing it. Yeah, everyone else seems
everyone
to be doing,
doing it.
Apart from us, she's shutting us down. And I say... Let them in. Like, their actually coronavirus figures are better than ours. They're better than everybody's. They've had 40,000 people at their footy games. They seem to be safe.
No.
What are we waiting for? It's cruel that you don't let them in because the same way we're going, you know, I've got family in Sydney. The same way you're going, come on, let's get everyone together for Christmas time. Let the Kiwis come over here because at the moment they can fly into Sydney and they can drive up here. So you're defeating
the
purpose. So all that money they'll be spending in Sydney and the rallies from Queensland will go down and see them down in New South Wales and spend all, you know, if they could spend $10,000, that money should be in our economy.
Well, what she's saying is because we're allowing so many Australian residents that are overseas to come back in from international waters, that our hotel quarantine won't survive if we open up to New Zealand. So maybe we just need to be better at that. We seem to be good at the contact tracing. What about hotel quarantine?
But do the right thing. Bring families. Who's that? Hayden from Middle Park. Kiora?
Yeah, Kiora.
Now, do you want to get back with your family? Is it cruel that you're being denied the chance to see your loved ones from New Zealand?
Mate, I've been here for 16 years. It's bad enough running into guys that I went to school with and kicked around with, let alone having a family come back here. Jeez.
Are you saying keep the borders closed to Kiwis?
Oh, dirt, by all means. Seriously, you know, you leave your old life apart, you turn around, you run into someone in the street. Oh, remember those days? Oh, God, move on. Shit.
I love you, Caden. Thank you. All right, let's leave them shut.
Keep it closed. Yeah.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Marto, we had a great night last night down at Lefties. We were talking to all of our tradies and ladies. We were trying to match them up. But at one point in the night, we were playing some games and I got up on the stage and I was looking for you. I couldn't find you. You were down on the floor talking to this guy, Josh, and you were deep in conversation. And it took you a little while to come up to the stage and join me.
Well, I couldn't work out. I actually, because you couldn't get a chance to talk to everyone, but I had a, I really liked this young bloke, Josh, and he was a carpenter. And I have a young, you know, useful person. How come you can't? And he told me, he said, oh, I'd been in a relationship for a fair while. I haven't been for a while and I'm having trouble.
Nearly single.
I just went, oh, come on, mate, get back into it. And I got him to come up and play that game, building the change table.
We've got to build a change table.
Great young fella. Why?
Yeah, it was a bit of fun. Well, Josh joins us this morning because you motivated him and you encouraged him to put himself out there.
What do you mean?
And that he did. He struck up a conversation with a young lady there last night. Hold Josh, on. Good Josh. Morning.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, hey, good. Lovely to meet you last night too, mate.
Yeah, man.
Hold on. What happened after I went home?
Yeah, too many drinks on my part. I didn't listen to Linda from Ideal Introductions, I guess.
Oh, no, that's all right. But so Margo's telling me you met a girl.
Yeah, I did. Lo and behold, I bloody somehow didn't save her number, unfortunately. But
you didn't save it properly. You're on the hunt to find out if you can find her number and maybe organise catch up in a sec and a date, perhaps, Josh.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that'd be
Good. Know, which one? What was her name?
Hayley. Yeah. Oh no, I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm
was
sorry.
It Rebecca?
I'm so dusty this morning. Rebecca. Yeah.
Rebecca.
We have Rebecca's number and we have tracked down Rebecca and she's joining us now. Good morning, Rebecca.
Morning.
Is your head as dusty as Joshua's? Because not only did he forget your name, but he forgot to put your number in his phone correctly.
pretty dusty this morning.
Rebecca, you went there obviously to find a tradie and Josh was a chippy. Were you happy with what the chat and everything? He was a great young fella.
Yeah, you guys are
right. If we were to give him your number, would you go out on a date with him?
Sure.
Can I just reintroduce you to Josh? He's on the line now. Josh, Rebecca, say hello again.
Hi, Josh.
Rebecca, Josh. But, Rebecca, we just wanted to check. We didn't want to give Joshua your correct number, just in case you gave him a false number on purpose.
No, definitely not.
Oh, good.
A false number.
We weren't sure. Did Josh put it in wrong, or did you give him the wrong one?
I thought I put it into his phone, so it is probably my fault.
It's your fault. Okay.
Beck, how did you find last night? Linda had tried to teach the boys how to listen in conversations, not drink too much. Oh, Daniel, the floor tiler from the sunny coast.
He loved an espresso.
Espresso martini. He needs to have a look at himself. But apart from that, did you find the boys were actually better trained than the normal ones that you encounter?
Most of them, yeah.
Most of them. There's always a few wild cards. There's always a few that let the team down, isn't there?
That's it.
All right. Well, Rebecca and Josh, we're so happy that you guys got to come along last night and potentially a first date opportunity out of it. We wish you all the best and we look forward to catching up and hearing all about
it. Dave, have you got a first date? Let's not send them somewhere too serious. What about the putt-putt at Vic Park?
We're going to give them a first date.
A potential first date. We'll give you a voucher for Christmas putt-putt at Victoria Park.
Oh, that's awesome.
When did
it go?
Awesome. Victoria Park's Christmas putt-putt is back this festive season. Open every day until December 31st. So you've got some time.
Thanks, Josh.
And Rebecca sitting in the tree.
No, don't put pressure on them. Thanks, guys. Thanks for last night. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Have a good day.
See ya.
Bye.
So good.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
What an honour. We have the Federal Leader of the Opposition, future PM, I guess you'd call him, Anthony Albanese. Welcome to the Big Breakfast.
Good to be with you.
Oh, mate, you've been busy lately. Can I just get your... Well, you can come up here and you can leave anytime you like. Now, after Anastasia Palaszczuk said this...
Five words to end 4 months of families divided.
Queensland is good to go.
You're coming up.
How good's that? Of course I'll be up there. I'll be up there in December.
Hey, Albo, I saw you with Vossie on the fan, and I know you're a big Rabbitohs fan. Andrew Voss, you know, on Fox Sports.
I did.
You actually said these words, Rabbitohs loss hurts me more than an Origin loss. Is that what's wrong with New South Wales in State of Origin? You don't care enough?
It could well be. I think Queenslanders... really motivated, more so perhaps than the New South Wales people from experience. I mean, Dane Gagai pulls on that maroon jumper and he dances like James Tedesco. He runs like Greg Inglis. He tackles like Gordon Tallis. I mean, he's just unbelievable.
Should they put an Origin singlet underneath his Rabbitohs jersey every week and maybe he'd play like that all the time?
Well, I'm going to have a talk to Benny.
Righto.
And I reckon in the off-season you'll see a new Dane Gagai on round one versus the Storm lookout.
Yeah, Albo, is that why you're excited about the Victorian borders opening up?
Well, it is game one, I notice. It's been announced.
Oh. Storm v Rabbitohs at Amy Park, round one of the NRL next year.
A Thursday night. And the best two grounds in Australia, of course, Suncorp is the best ground in Australia, but Amy Park, I reckon, is the second best rugby league.
Oh, that's some super sucking up there, Albo. Well done, mate.
You're right on top of it. Melbourne aren't even listening.
Yes, so that's right.
It's just true. Our home ground, of course, is ANZ, where you need to bring the binoculars to see Alex Johnson streaking down that wing.
Albo, talk to us about the tone of Sydney and New South Wales. Obviously, we're pretty Queensland heavy in Anastasia Palaszczuk's stance on the borders and not opening up to New South Wales. What is Sydney? What are you doing down there? What's Gladys doing? What's your thoughts on it?
Well, Gladys has got her own problems at the moment, of course.
Doesn't she have the coronavirus, Albo?
She had a test and then thought it was okay to walk into Parliament. A no-no, to say the least. Anastasia Palaszczuk, I think Queensland has had their say on her leadership in keeping them safe, and they voted a resoundingly yes.
I think we're pretty sure that ScoMo doesn't qualify in any of this, but I'd like you to take the real man quiz, if you could. When's the last time you... Oh, there's a couple of questions. When's the last time you reversed a trailer?
I've reversed a trailer.
Do you own one?
Oh, my goodness. I certainly don't own a trailer, mate.
Righto.
I don't, but I have. It would have been when I was moving.
Righto.
Or helping, actually, someone in my office move. So it was last year.
Okay.
That's nice.
Last fish caught?
I'm pretty ordinary fishing, but I did go fishing on Kangaroo Island down there in South Australia for King George Whiting. I've got to say it was fantastic because I had the bloke who they have really strict catches there, and I had the bloke with us. I cheated a little bit because he knew exactly where to go.
That's what you need, right bait, right position. Anthony Albanese, it's been a pleasure to have you on this morning. Oh, actually, one more. If I gave
one
you
more.
A choice, a VB, a Tui's New or a Ted or a 4X, which one would you prefer to drink?
Oh, Tui's New.
No, the correct answer is they're all shit.
Federal Labor leader Anthony
Albanese. I've got to say, I don't drink any of those three.
No, exactly. Thank you, Albo.
Federal Labor leader, the Honourable Anthony Albanese. Thanks for joining the Big Breakfast and have a great Christmas.
Cheers. Same to you.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
With Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
Here for Chemist Warehouse for Christmas gifts they'll love. Come home to Chemist Warehouse.
Should have had the Chemist Warehouse section there at the front door last night at tradie for a lady because Linda from Ideal Introduction said give it four and every bloke had actually pumped a bit more juice onto themselves.
Yeah, they most definitely listened to some of her final tips going into last night because they had the cologne on and there was not a lot of man jewellery inside except for a few facial piercings.
I learned something last night.
What's that?
Well, Linda was talking to me. Linda's not, I'm 6'3". Linda's not all that tall.
She's 5 foot nothing.
And she said, have you got any cologne on? And I'd done the four squirts. But no, I squirt side of neck, other side of neck, inside of Adam's apple.
You're
okay,
just all
four squirts. Well, I thought that's, no one's ever taught me. My old man didn't teach me how to squirt. She said, you should have thrown some on your clothes, on your chest. What's your thinking of the four squirts? Like,
hair,
I've got my
shirt, private bits.
Private bits?
Yeah, just in case. You never know.
That's overly optimistic, I'll tell you what.
What you could have done, Marto, is put some Hugo Boss The Scent. 100
oh,
mil,
you.
Just $69.99.
I'm going there right now.
You should. You should also get yourself some Estee Lauder Beautiful for Kath. 75 mils, just $79.99. Great Christmas present.
How do I know what's male and what's female?
Generally the colours of the bottles or the sections that say men.
Or ask one of the very friendly Chemist Warehouse staff.
So true.
That's another Big Breakfast done and dusted.
God, you do so much for this town.
For Christmas gifts they'll love, come home to Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day.
Triple M. Triple M.